o'clock, live from Drew Durigan's basement. This is Saturday Night Fever on 105.1 WTCX, Lakeville, Minneapolis, St. Paul. 1 hour left to go, Twin Cities. Let's do it. WTCX.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone, bye-bye.
C.W. McCall, WTCX. Dedicated to all the Channel 22 Moo Crew CBers that are out there tonight partying and cranking up the 70s. On the line we have whom? Whom are you?
Christy.
Christy?
Yes.
With a Y? Or how do you, there's about five different ways to spell that name.
It's Christy with a K and an I.
With a K and an I, okay. And you're, where were you at tonight?
Uptown Minneapolis.
Uptown Minneapolis. So we got North, South, Uptown, Dinky Town. Is there any part of Minneapolis that is not represented tonight? If so, do your civic duty and give us a call on the phone and we'll represent you. And the song you wanted to hear is?
I Believe in Miracles, I think, by Hot Chocolate.
Actually, it's called You Sexy Thing. Oh. Everybody thinks that's the name of the song because they sing it several times.
Okay.
1976, Hot Chocolate and the Miracles song at WTCX.
I believe in miracles. Where are you from? You sexy thing, sexy thing, you.
5.1 WTCX. That was the album version of that they used to play on U100 WIOO AM/FM Stereo Richfield. No mean thing to find that. That was not easy to do.
Danger in the shape of something wild.
The city hot shot in the city. Hot child in the city.
105.1 WTCX with Nick Gilder.
Hot child in the city.
Fax in request at 322-4646 for, who is that for? Oh, Pete and company all the way up there in Coon Rapids. Twisting and turning them radios along with us. 322-2222, the request line. And who we got on the phone here now?
Craig.
Craig, where are you calling? There goes the fax machine. Where are you calling from?
St. Louis Park.
Okay. Tell us about the song that you want to hear while I hurry up and fake it here and put it on, because again, you know, I know, we got one turntable here, so I got to do this manually.
From 1978, let's hear a little from the Silvers and Hotline.
Hey, you do that well.
Thank you.
Did you do that professionally?
I used to do a little DJing myself.
Right. It shows up, my friend. You haven't lost the touch. At WTCX. Wow, we're already past 11 o'clock. That's the first record I've had skip on me tonight. I guess I should count my blessings. Hey, who's on the phone?
Naomi.
Naomi. What a wonderful name. You're only the second Naomi that I've ever met in my entire lifetime. Last one was when I was 16 and she was in Burnsville, and that's no relation to you, right?
No.
Because you're out in Shakopee.
Yep.
All right, which song was it you wanted to hear?
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Number one from 1979, ladies and gentlemen. WTCX, Gloria Gaynor, who never went to the animal trainer. Do you remember this disco, Close Your Eyes, 70s preservationists all across the Twin Cities? And those of you that were buying posters in 1979, see if you can remember what I'm talking about. There was a great poster that came out in 1979 when the disco backlash was at its height. And it featured a picture of a John Travolta lookalike, and he had a screw driven right through him. Okay, draw your own conclusion about that. Anyway, on the bottom of the poster, it said, I hate disco. And then there was a poem on there, and it said, I believe if I've got this right, it said, the disco haters pledge or whatever it was. And it said, to seize the Bee Gees, to dredge Sister Sledge, and to send Gloria Gaynor to an animal trainer. Remember? How many of you had one of those on your wall? I do. In fact, I think it's still laying in my folks' basement down there somewhere. Live from the basement, my basement, meaning Drew Durigan, it is Saturday Night Fever, the final installment tonight till 12 midnight. I'll give out that post office box one more time. Here's the deal. We're not making any promises. We're just starting from ground zero here. But due to the response, we're going to do what we can and try and take this somewhere else. If you wish to be kept up on the progress, have comments, questions, suggestions, send them to Either we don't have an official title for it yet. You can say 70s preservationists, save the 70s, or just send them to Drew here at Post Office Box. Write this down now. Are you ready? Post Office Box 240532, Apple Valley 55124. Coming up, since it's after 11 o'clock, novelty time on the radio. The most requested song by far and away of the novelty songs since I started this mess about 2.5 months ago. It's next when Saturday Night Fever continues. The legend lives on at the one and only Benchwarmer Bob's Restaurant.
Saturday Night Fever.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite! 105.1 WTCX, the number one most requested novelty song in the history of Saturday Night Fever, Mr. Jaws. A close second, of course, would be Ting King Tight, Earache My Eye is in there. But that's far and away the one people are calling for. Hear it on an old scratchy 45 original record. It's on Cash Records. And believe me, it's a tough one to find. Live from the basement, this is Saturday Night Fever going until midnight tonight. Who's on the phone?
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
John.
Gerald? I'm sorry.
John.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Shakopee.
Number two from Shakopee tonight. Usually we only get one. Tonight we're getting two. What song did you want to hear?
Time in a Bottle from Jim Croce.
Oh, that was his best one, too. Number one from 1974, late Jim Croce. Time in a Bottle of Saturday Night Fever on WTCX.
If I could save time in a bottle, you're the one I want to go through time.
Jim Croce, WTCX, Time in a Bottle, 322-2222, fax open, 322-4646, who's this? Hello?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, where are you calling us from tonight?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, and you're looking for the old sweet song?
Yep.
Did you used to roller skate to this song by any chance?
I didn't roller skate, I played hockey. But...
Oh, okay, because everybody usually calls for this, this is a big roller skating song.
Okay.
Sweet having fun, Fox on the Run at WTCX. TCX having fun with the Fox on the Run. Live from the basement, going strong till 12 midnight, the last Saturday Night Fever, and you are part of it, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little bit of background. I did this bit about a month ago, and people were asking if I do it one more time. My humble beginnings. I wanted to do this radio thing, since I was about 4 years old. And by the time I was in elementary school, I was spending my recess time not doing what most normal kids do, on the playground at recess, like playing kickball or tag or jumping jacks. No, armed with a portable cassette tape recorder, the old style with the microphone that you could stick in people's face, I went out and interviewed people. By fifth grade, I was out interviewing the playground assistants, you know, the ladies that would keep track of all the kids out there in the playground, make sure they weren't beating each other up, who I affectionately referred to as the playground aides. Of course, we kept all of these tapes. We knew someday they would be useful for something. And this is what it sounded like in 1974 in fifth grade over at Westview Elementary School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. This is what Drew was doing with his recess time.
Hey, we're back here again. We're going to interview a playground aide.
I have no comment for you, young man.
And that was the playground aide.
When this old world gets me down, see how it plays so happy in the playground in my mind. La, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la. 105.1 91 WTCS. Most of you think the name of that song is My Name is Michael, but it's not. It's Clint Holmes' Playground in My Mind. Everybody calls for My Name is Michael, but that's okay. We know what we're talking about. We're the few, the proud. We are the true 70s preservationists. And here's one of the originals, Charlie Up and Mound. Good evening to you, sir.
That's me. How you doing, Drew?
You had to work tonight, right?
I did. Can you believe it?
And they didn't let you listen to this at work?
No, not at all. They don't like that
stuff. Shame, shame, shame.
I know. Can you believe it? There are still people in the world who don't like disco.
There are some people in the world that don't like 70s?
Hard to believe. I know it.
That is an amazing concept in itself.
It's a travesty.
Well, anyway, you wanted me to play something Donna Summer-ish.
This is my ultimate Donna Summer song that you've got queued up right here.
You remember this one?
I know all the words to it.
You want to sing it for? No, we better not.
I don't think so.
We want people to keep the radios on until midnight.
You bet. Thanks, Drew.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling and being part of it this past couple of months.
Hey, thank you.
Couldn't do it without you.
Look forward to hearing more of you.
We'll do what we can. Summer Disco Queen at WTCX and looking for some hot stuff on the final Saturday Night Fever. Time is winding down. 322-2222. Fax open also if you cannot get in on the voice line. 322-4646. Fax machine is compatible with your IBM computer. I should tell you that, too. If you got a fax modem in there, you're all set to go. 322-4646. Coming back, requested music from the line at 322-2222. Also, several faxes in for... Well, no, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a surprise when Saturday Night Fever continues.
Radio being dependent on imagination, I have to be extremely...
Saturday Night Fever, 105.1 WTCX, heading into the home stretch. Ooh, turn your radio down. Hey, okay, it's down now. Who's this?
This is Ringo.
Ringo from Lakeville?
You bet.
All right. You wanted to hear a Wings song, but not the same old Wings songs that they play over and over and over and over and over again, right?
You bet.
How about, think if you can think of the name of the song. Late 74, early 75. It was not on a Paul McCartney and Wings album until they put out Wings Greatest in 1978. You remember which one it was?
It's a farm song.
A farm song?
You bet.
Starts with a J. Take me down to blank farm. Whose farm was it?
Help me out, Chief.
Take me down to
Junior's farm.
You got it. Saturday Night Fever. I knew he'd get it sooner or later. Wings taking you down to Junior's Farm. Saturday Night Fever, the final moments ticking off before your very ears. And Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota radio dials. Did that make any sense? I tried. My request from the line is going to put him on the air, and he hung up too quick. Bill, the Jukebox King in North Minneapolis. Here's your Yvonne Elliman from Saturday Night Fever.
Don't know why I'm surviving.
WTCX, if I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. I will give out the post office box number one more time. Not now, in a few minutes, so you have no excuse. Get your writing utensils out here. In the meantime, me and Cindy from Lakeville, we're talking about skating. Did they really used to skate to this song here?
Oh, yeah. They would put that on at Skateville for all this. They would say only the advanced skaters can skate to this song, and so everyone else had to leave the floor.
Everybody else had to get off the floor, and if you were really good, you could skate to the Edgar Winter Group at WTCX. Winter Group, WTCX. Come on and take a free ride. Time winding down. We have time for one more request. The last request of the night. Who's this?
This is Annette in Minneapolis.
Annette in Minneapolis. You were also a skater, right?
Mm-hmm. I used to skate at Roller Garden, Cheap Skate.
Okay.
Minnetonka.
All right.
And I'd like to hear On and On by Stephen Bishop.
And this was an okay skating song?
Yeah. They played it for couples and stuff.
Oh, okay. Because it was a slower skating
mm-hmm.
song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women.
Steve Stephen Bishop at WTCX. On and on. The clock on the wall reads 12 midnight. Time to wrap it up. I could go on.